This is Laura Dierda with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Shahidul Manan, who's a Chief Data Officer at Bon Secours Mercy Health. Shahidul, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Same here. Thank you, Laura.
Now, I'm looking forward to diving into our discussion and really learning more about what you're doing at Bon Secours to stay on ahead of the curve and use data and information and technology in a better way. But before we dive into my questions, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. This is great to be here and talking to you today. So I'm the Chief Data Officer at Bon Secours Mercy Health, and in this role, I oversee anything, everything related to data analytics, and now going into cloud platforms, data analytics, and AI-driven innovation, and then data productization, and we have data partnerships and various productization work in my overview as well. And I have been in this role for about 2 years. Before this one, I was with Mass General Brigham in a similar role as head of engineering and head of innovation. And I've been in the intersection of big data, AI, technology for over 20 years now. And over a decade in financial fintech space, then high-tech space for several years, and now in healthcare for some time. And I think healthcare is a great space to be, being in data and AI, as we are on the verge of a huge innovation cycle, in my belief. And I think it's a great time overall being in technology, but especially in healthcare. We are seeing the transformations through digitization coming to a maturity level where we are going to jump to the next level with AI and innovation with data. So very excited to be in this role and in this space.
Well, that's great to hear. And, you know, I think you're right. It's such an exciting time to be in healthcare right now and really being on the precipice of what technology can bring to this space and really support caregivers as well as the health system at large. I think when you look at everything that, you know, we've seen over the last year, could you talk about one change that you've made recently that's yielded some great results?
Sure, yeah. And before I do that, I just want to also talk about a little bit of the context of how data and AI is coming into play in healthcare today. As we all know, the biggest trends we are seeing is more and more focus on value-based care. And actually, McKinsey is projecting that the number of patients covered in this space will be doubling in the next few years, and it will become over $1 trillion market. And in that space, if you look closely, you'll see data and analytics have huge role to play, and the digital transformation that I talked about. So the key drivers of value-based care, if you look at it, are, in my mind, mainly threefold. One is, of course, the value from a better patient outcome and having better patient engagement, and then overall reducing the operational cost and bringing more efficiency. And if you think about it, data is at the core of all of these, and we can have so much innovation and so much enhancement of these drivers through data AI applications. And that's what I think is the biggest value that we see from data and AI driving healthcare digitization and the transformation in this space. And in that context, what me and my team are doing is focusing on the next generation of data enablement, and then specific innovation using big data and AI for better patient outcome, better engagement, and driving the cost down where we can, or bringing more efficiency. The one thing that made a big difference in my view is we put out a new multi-tenant big data cloud analytics platform that is consolidating not only our clinical and EHR data, but all system data, and helping to build that longitudinal patient 360 view. and connecting it with other clinical as well as operational, supply chain, HR, billing, financial, all information together to drive better insights. And then we already have are seeing the value coming out of it with various types of insights and analytics that we are helping out across the system to drive better operation, and also have 6 to 8 AI-driven use cases that are in production based out of these data assets and these analytics capabilities. So we are very excited about that, and we certainly have a plethora of use cases and application areas utilizing this platform data and analytics.
Well, that's great to hear, you know, and certainly exciting that you're able to really utilize that data platform to make such a difference within the workflows and see the information that, you know, is flowing throughout the health system. I'm wondering, especially, you know, for as you're looking at the data and the information, how do you effectively communicate that with leaders of different departments? And then how does that information flow down to be as, I guess, make a difference and become actionable items within the organization?
Yeah, great question. I think, you know, this is such a large space and it touches pretty much any and every department and every key stakeholders, key players, leaders in a system like ours and in general in healthcare. So you're right. The big part of it is that evangelism that can help develop the strategy that covers across departments, across our system, and to build that vision together that can help everyone align on this value proposition. And that's what my team have been focused on over the last few years. And we made a great stride by building out our roadmap, not only our roadmap, but also building out the capabilities that I was mentioning and demonstrating value. And I think two things come into play when you want to have that alignment across leaders and in a large system across departments, and then adoption for data AI and the application of those, and not only development of those, but actual operationalization of those, which are building the vision. Building the vision and strategy, and then building the roadmap and execute by demonstrating value. And we've been very successful on that, not only building the foundation and building the long-term goals and capabilities, but also demonstrating value incrementally in a 3 months, 6 months period at a time. So what that does is it helps people understand and process the strategy and the long-term goals, but also helps build the credibility by actually showing the results and actually demonstrating the value. So that's how I think we have a good run, and we are focused on doing more with larger collaboration across the system.
That's great to hear, and certainly an exciting time to see all that evolve. Now, I think when you zoom out into healthcare in general, what are some of the top trends that you're following right now? What is top of mind for you as you're going about planning for the future?
Yeah, great time again to be in healthcare because of those reasons that there are certainly exciting things happening and a lot of trends in technology as well as overall healthcare transformation. So the top ones I would start with certainly is on the technology side. We see more and more machine learning, data-driven various capabilities from real-time alert system to personalized medicine to more customized patient 360-driven patient care, which certainly is you know, improving patients' experience, improving various outcomes. For example, we have rolled out the risk stratification for patients to have more targeted care for certain risk patients in COPD or in behavioral health or CHP, and now in diabetic patients. And that certainly can, and we are seeing that, result in better outcome from the patients' treatment perspective. And then we are able to focus on more understanding better diagnostics, early detection, and then building out real-time alerts on various operational levels. For example, during COVID time, we rolled out the real-time monitoring of our bed sensors and then extended it to various supply chain related items, which was very critical. And that trend is ongoing on various other operational areas. So all these are, I think, enabling the system to be more efficient and more focused on patient engagements and better patient outcomes. So all in all, I think the biggest trend is these machine learning and data-driven various applications. And the latest one, of course, you probably hear it in all conversations, is the Gen AI applications. So I think that is also going to pick up a lot in terms of handling and managing the patient's unstructured information, building out better chatbots that can interact with the patient more like WebMD, you know, at your fingertip anytime, and various other Gen AI and LLM driven innovative technologies evolving that's going to grow bigger. So those are, I think, some of the top ones. But overall, the adoption of machine learning and AI driven applications is certainly in the top of all of these.
That's really cool to hear, and definitely, you know, super exciting to think about the possibilities once you've got harnessing that artificial intelligence, large language models, and can really adapt it broadly. You know, the idea of personalized medicine is particularly exciting as to what it can really bring to that healthcare experience, especially when you're looking at the next 12 to 24 months or so. What does growth look like for you within the health system? How do you really see your teams and yourself expanding the capabilities?
Yeah, sure. I think with the new or kind of, I would say, more upgraded version of our platform, where we can enable more and more independent data science teams or more and more other independent organizations to enable their analytics activities and innovation activities is going to be big. So we call it self-service democratization environments. So anyone who doesn't have the full cycle of technology expertise or full stack of talents in-house would be able to come and play with the data and innovate with their ideas on our platform, and would be able to, we would also be able to integrate their data and provide it in a more meaningful fashion. And not only that, we would also look at operationalizing the artificial intelligence capabilities that we have built and share the goodies with larger group of hospitals in internal and potentially external eventually. We haven't fully opened up to the external yet, but the platform, the capabilities and the innovations we have are moving towards enabling us to do that. And I think that will be a big jump in terms of our services, in terms of our value extraction. I'm super excited about that, that this multi-tenant and information asset is going to help us with that path. The other part is we are actually continuously working on several use cases that are in those three key areas of value-based care that I mentioned. And our teams are working hard to add those to our capability and application areas over the next year. And we should see more and more application and value and adoption of those. And the last one is we are also partnering with various other systems, other data and technology partners for more innovation, more revenue generation, generating opportunities. And those, I think, would be also coming to the next level of maturity for revenue generation and value extraction. So exciting and busy time ahead.
Absolutely, for sure. It seems like so many opportunities and ability to jump in and really transform the way healthcare is moving. And in particular, when you think about those value-added opportunities or revenue-generating areas, what does that really look like? What are some of the, I guess, the discussion points when you look at how you can continue to add value and revenue to the organization overall?
Sure, yeah. So I can give a couple of examples. So one is that we have actually also with the team and some of the technology partnership solved out and built in the capability to de-identify our patient data. We are extremely cautious how we handle our data, respecting the privacy of our patients and being compliant with HIPAA and other regulations. But this de-identification and anonymization technology has enabled us to share the data for more innovation and revenue generation. So that's certainly something that has also helped us build the partnership with some of the technology companies who are focused on targeted innovation. For example, we are working on building out a chatbot that helps patients respond to their questions and queries real time, any time of the day. It's like a WebMD on a chatbot that can help with patient engagements and patients' understanding of the situation or the problem and guide them for the next steps instantly. We are also looking at using LLM for nurse triaging for better efficiency and, again, better patient engagement and experience. We are looking at various operational machine learning-driven applications. Some are already in production for reducing or optimizing hospital stay, length of stay, or predicting hospital readmission so we can better take care of those high-risk patients. So all these are in play, and some of those through partnerships or innovation and productization, we are hoping will garner more revenue and expedite some more innovation, and some will extract more value by cost reduction or optimizing our operations. And these are some of the, I'd say, top of the iceberg high-value items that we are focused on, but we're constantly looking at more opportunities, and we have built out kind of a queue of a next set of use cases that we will continue to work on.
That's amazing to hear. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today, Shahidul. This has been a really fun discussion, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Thank you. It's been great talking to you, and a pleasure being here. Thank you for having me.